so nicely when you shake up the beans in the bag, this lovely paper bag with a one-way valve. It just, this aroma that just lifts out of the bag and just hits your nose is quite sensational. Mm. So now I'm going to pull one shot of the Drury Yellow Bourbon and one shot of CGP versus Yellow Bourbon. 19 gram of both. And here it's coming through. This is Charlie's Yellow Bourbon. Straight into my black espresso cup, and it's very rich. It's silky. It just kind of has this glow and these brown streaks coming in from the side. Absolutely gorgeous. Stop the extraction now and let it settle down while I prepare my other shot of the Drury Yellow Bourbon. So putting it to the test. Oh, it's behaving totally differently. This is spitting all over the show. I think I have to do that one again. This is the Drury spitting all over the show. Attempted the same. I've got to turn this off. Attempted the same. Used 18.9 grams precisely on both. And this one, sadly, just ran through the machine. I've got to pour this down the sink. Now I'm weighing the Drury Yellow Bourbon again. Let's keep it at the same. Let's keep it at, hopefully I've got enough beans here. 18.3, 0.5, 0.9, exactly again. So I'm going to put this in here. Phone's ringing, I don't have time. I'm going to put this in here and then see how I go. Wow, so that phone call through the little coffee lab I've got at home, out of sync completely. I've got to reheat Sylvia. I'm not going to start to grind this Yellow Bourbon for a second time and see how it behaves, because the first one, well, Sylvia just spat it out in disgust and said, I don't want that mixed with Charlie's Bourbon at all. But Sylvia, you've got to try and cooperate here and help me out a bit to have a true comparison of the two beans. So I've got to grind now, and then I'll switch it back on and see how this traction goes.